Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With us now is one of those candidates, Dr. Nathan Hunter. He served in the U.S. Navy from 2012 to 2021, earned his bachelor's degree and a graduate degree from American Military University, and a Ph.D. from Walden University. He is running for an at-large seat on the Goddard School Board. That's a USD 265. Nathan, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for your service, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, John, and appreciate you saying that.
So, you served your country. Why subject yourself? School board, first off, it's an unpaid position, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Justin Henry. He's an ass. Let's just call it what it is. But why would you want to run for office, particularly for an unpaid, thankless job like school board?
Well, I never set out to run for school board, but earlier this year, my daughter was bullied fairly extensively, and we dealt with the school, and we didn't really get a response that we felt was justified as parents. So then we took it to the central office, and just in dealing with the central office, it became evident that there is a very, very deeply entrenched system.
Yeah, to say the least.
That limits parents and district constituents from just simply going to the school board. And I mean, anytime you want to talk to the school board, maybe we'll get to this, but you got to get the superintendent's permission, then you'll get 5 minutes to speak to the board, and then the district attorney will put it into an executive session so nobody can talk about it outside closed doors. So nobody ever hears of any issues, and so everything, the optics are great that Goddard is perfect and living up to this high standard.
I've heard this, and Goddard, by the way, Goddard's not the only one that I've heard this about. I've heard it about Mays, particularly about Wichita, but in Goddard in particular, I've heard this as well, where the optics, they're glossy materials that they spend a lot of taxpayer money to produce, where they talk about how everything is great. I'll give you a good example. They sent out a survey recently where it said over 90% of survey participants rated the quality of education in the district as excellent or good. I don't know if you saw this. It was a really cool, glossy thing that they paid a lot of money to mail out. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah
you saw. So the one I'm talking about.
No, I never got that study.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, they mailed it out. This was in preparation for the bond. But
of course,
all you have to do is look at the most recent assessment scores, which is 2024. It's the most recent completed assessment. Only 36% of Goddard 10th graders are proficient in math, 38% in science, and 40% in reading. By the way, those numbers are all down from 2023, and ACT scores have dropped over the last 10 years. yet they say 90% think that the district is excellent or good. I'm sorry. 40% in reading, 38 in science, 36% in math. Those don't sound excellent or good to me.
No, and you can certainly get the results you want on any survey if you send it out to people that you want to.
Exactly.
I'd be very curious to know who that all went to. Goddard's pretty small, and I certainly didn't get that survey.
No, I didn't get the – yeah, see, that's the other thing. I didn't get the survey either. But if you send it to all your teachers and the staff, and then you're going to get those kind – you see, and this is why I think there is no transparency. And you're right about the 5 minutes. The USD 259 board's the same way. If you go to a meeting, they'll give you 5 minutes. They won't answer any questions. They give you the time to talk. If an issue does come up, it's let's go to executive session where we then get behind closed doors.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's very frustrating as parents and, you know, and just dealing with the whole situation from the get-go, other parents outpouring their stories to us. And that, you know, kind of ties into why I'm running is just that there's some, you peel back the layers of the onion and there's more going on than just, you know, oh, Goddard's a great school district. It might be, you know, the teachers are great and there's good administrators, but there's certainly some gatekeeping going on. And
yes, about teachers. Anytime you start talking about efficiencies and accountability, they always say that you're anti-teacher. But you know, I know from our personal conversation, you're not. I'm not. I mean, my mother was a teacher. My sister-in-law is a teacher. Our daughter is a teacher. Nothing about this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Nothing about this is anti-teacher. But there's nothing wrong with saying you want to have accountability. That's not anti-teacher.
No, I think, like I said, the biggest issue is just there is a lack of transparency. Again, you can't speak to your board. The public, the way the district policy is written is that the public's invited to attend all board meetings. Well, it's certainly there's a big distinction between attending and being able to participate. And,
right.
You know, we might superficially glaze over that and be like, oh, yeah, we're invited to board meetings. But nowhere does it say you can participate. And you know, there's no district complaint forms like other school districts in Sedgwick County have, where everything has to be, you have to go into the central office, which to a lot of people is intimidating. And then they'll, you know, like when my wife went in, they lied and said they didn't have a complaint form. And so I said, no, it's in their policy. And then a big one is the school board emails. They're not on Goddard's the only district in Sedgwick County where board emails aren't anywhere on the district website. And, you know, I argue that's kind of by design. So you have to go through, you know, the top administrators, namely, the superintendent, and then he determines if it's worthy of going to the board. And if not, then you're stuck with the answer you get from him.
Correct. Well, and another thing, and I've found this only through Freedom of Information, FOIA acts and other requests. But with Goddard in particular, Dr. Henry, Justin Henry, has actually been caught using his email to push for policies, to push for candidates from his actual district email address, which is a clear violation, but he's been caught doing that before.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is we're talking with Nathan Hunter, who's an at-large candidate for the Goddard School Board. You know, Goddard is one of the districts that tried a bond last year. It failed horribly. I mean, it wasn't even close. It failed by over 10%. I've heard that their response to that has been, well, we didn't do a good enough job educating the voters. Which, no, you educated the voters. They just clearly rejected it. What is your position? Yeah, what was your position on the bond? Would you support another bond?
No. I was wholeheartedly against $196 million bond. And, you know, at the Goddard Education Association Forum, we had that last Wednesday, I believe. It was open to the public and the teachers, basically for the teachers union, straight up said that, you know, we have to remember the district itself might issue the bond, but investors profit off the bonds. And so what we see is a heavy push for bonds, consultants, you know, financial advisors, bond counsel to, you know, they put off the bonds. And not only that, I mean, but then that burden of raising property taxes is then placed long term on people already struggling. You know, obviously, just look at the economy. And so if, you know, I understand eventually another bond is probably going to get passed, but you know, I think a lot of people were turned off by how much the bond was pushed. And
yes,
if there's ulterior motives behind it.
And the sheer cost. I mean, it was high. It was $196 million dollars in a district of that size. And something like 38% of it was stadium renovations. And there were two different press boxes and lighting. And again, when 38% of your students aren't, 36% of 10th graders are proficient in math and 38 in science and 40 in reading. So literally over 50% of your 10th graders can't do math, science, and reading. Maybe you shouldn't be spending that much money on stadium upgrades. You should be putting that money into teacher pay. And I think that was one of the reasons why so many people who I talked to on the bond voted no. It's like, dude, put the money into salaries. We can talk. But if you're spending money on stadium upgrades, no. I mean, we're taxed enough already. I live in the Goddard District, and our property taxes have gone up 18% over the last 2 years. You don't need any more money for stadium upgrades.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Wichita's bond that failed, you know, $400 million. But they also have 50,000 students compared to Goddard's 6,000. And so it just doesn't make sense. And I mean, for those listening, you know, you can research all of the district's historical catalog of bonds. If you just Google the Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board and type in USD 265, and you'll see that the main players, so to speak, financial advisors, bond council, the district council, all that jazz, are almost always the same individuals. And so it's very frustrating because there's obviously two sides to that coin. I understand that, you know, if teachers are stressed in the classroom, they need more room. But yet you can't discredit the people that are saying, hey, I don't support a $200 million bond. You know, that it's easy to advocate for these nice things when it's not your money. I'll just say that because,
Well, and again, if it was focused on the classrooms and it could be tied directly to achievement, that'd be one thing. But
right, a bond does not guarantee, and all these new facilities outcomes. And fancy upgrades don't guarantee student achievement.
Exactly. Nathan, I'm up on a break, but I want to thank you. If folks are interested, if they want information, if they have questions for you, if they want to do, you know, some phone banking for you here tomorrow, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, either Facebook, Nathan Hunter for USD 265 BOE. I keep an eye out on that. I've got a campaign page that is also linked to my Facebook, or just by email, Nathan Hunter 0209@gmail.com.
Well, I know you're one of the recommended candidates on the Sedgwick County Republican Party website as well. But Nathan, best of luck. I encourage my wife and I will be voting for you on Tuesday. I encourage all the Republicans to get out and to vote for Nathan Hunter on Tuesday. Best of luck, my friend.
All right. I appreciate that, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.